Greetings, everyone, and welcome to yet another exciting chapter of Shoulda Had a DA, where we invite friends, fans, family, and the cast members to join us as we talk about the previous episodes of Descent into the Void and The Natural Ones. Today, I have with me the cast of Descent into the Void. One cast member, we have Travis, who plays King. Thank you for coming, Travis.
Not a problem. Hi, everyone.
Awesome. So, just a quick recap. Not a lot happened, but it was an intense episode indeed, as the Liberators left after fighting the skeleton lord that Deja Vu had summoned. You went off and started to defend the people of Thelos from all the minions of the underworld. And it was an intense battle indeed, where we saw new powers, new combinations, and some downage of some of the players, as well as an abrupt arrival of an old friend. Turns out that mad that you did not hold your end of the bargain, or at least Horatio did not, of getting the shard to him. He had taken over what seems to be Ren and turned her into Dark Ren, as she began to absorb the undead in the area, fill it with her dark Garden of Eden, and started to attack. And that is where we had left off. So, my first question to you, Travis, is, oh my goodness, what are your thoughts on the battle and then seeing Ren, your kind of old flame?
Oh my goodness. So, yeah, it's crazy seeing her, especially in this state and doing these things. And we thought that she was basically going to be killed by him, and turns out she's being turned against us, which is even worse. So can we even save her? Is it possible? Is she gonna kill one of us? Can we reason with her? There's just a million questions in my head right now.
So if it came down to it, would King strike the final blow on Ren?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he would. I mean, ultimately, it would be the last option, though, in the, you know, it would be the last tool in the toolbox used, so to speak. You know what I mean? I would try everything in my power to save her, bind her, hold her, you know, do anything that we possibly could to try and save, you know, save her, restore her. And then if it was absolutely impossible and, you know, it's kill her or she kills someone in the party, then in that situation, King would definitely choose her to die over someone else in the party. Unfortunately, yeah.
And what do you think your chances fare? You guys went through an epic battle to another epic battle to now what seems to be yet another epic battle.
Oh my goodness. So it feels quite hard. Yeah, it feels like we're really being tested now to deal. This is what real true heroes have to go through, is sometimes you're not going to get a moment of rest. You're going to just have to fight through the pain and deal. So we're tired. We're, you know, low on spell slots, but we're going to find a way to persevere. You know, we are the Liberators.
Of course. And then Dark Ren seemed to reveal two things. One, it seems like Duramo is going to find other ways to grab the shard, which, you know, is somewhere within the Corporis Arcana. And two, she is now able to go into a semi-deja vu form into this chaos mask, possibly revealing powers that are similar. We already saw that she could use some type of Chaos Garden of Eden, the move that you all remember from season one, where she used to protect everyone as they escaped from the Northrill. But what are your thoughts on those two things?
Well, love the callback, first of all, and the nega version of it. I think that was so cool. Fun twist, and also a little Easter egg there for our anime fans.
Oh, yes.
Tweet us if you find out which anime that's from. I love the little things like that, and I can't wait to see how it's gonna go. I have a few ideas, because I'm very low on health. Duran is very low on health. We're sort of, you know, I would say we're about 75% spent, maybe 60%, but I still have a few tricks up my sleeve. The only thing is, Do we use it to defeat Ren in this battle, or do we use high magics to defeat hordes of zombies in the city? Because that was how I was originally going to use my highest level spell, is clearing the masses, but now I don't know. I might need to use it to heal the party and help us get through this dark Ren experience.
And then afterwards, let's say you defeat Dark Ren, but knowing that Doramo is on the move, I don't even know if this is going through King's mind since this is all happening at once, but that is a factor that's happening. Think you guys would take a rest and hope for the best, or keep chugging on?
So, my thoughts are, our group is not done yet, but we're not stupid and gonna charge into a situation exhausted with nothing to aid us. So most likely what would happen is we would defeat Ren, try and clear out the hordes and, you know, the legions in the Grey District and sort of fortify and save the city. And once that's done, I think that we would have to tell the king, as well as Judean Sanfel, that Doramo is trying to steal this artifact that we know that they have, and say that they all infiltrated to the king's inner sanctum into that room. So if they can get in there, they could potentially get to that shard and to fortify that immediately. And that would be, I think, our course of action. And then once we know that that's fortified and safe, then we'll be able to rest in the city and then either King Terminus will take us to Fia, or I will, because I offered it to him. I could take our group plus him, and I'm sure that was just a kind gesture to him, as he seemed to be quite a capable mage and probably could bring us and more easily, but I still wanted to be, you know, at least act like a proper envoy for Camilla and offer our services. Because I know he wants to go help his future bride.
Right. So during the battle that you had, it was definitely some trying times with Duran, I think, was down, and Cal, I believe, was down, or at least effing up with his shots. Just not complete. We saw a little bit of old Cal back when he just rolled nat ones.
Recap for the listeners, 3 of his 4 pistols, nat 1 broke.
It's a good thing he has 4 pistols. Talk me into
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. 2 of the magics and 1 of the normies broke.
Oh, goodness. I mean, at least his normie, they're not, the remnants are not resistant to non-magical, so he can still at least do full damage with his 1 normal pistol. And then, of course, Duran getting swarmed there. What goes through King's mind seeing Duran being knocked out over and over again?
Part of me is, like, obviously it's saddened and it hurts to see my Stellus hurt and down, but it also brings him joy seeing Duran get back up, because Duran is a proud elf, and if I can help him just stand back up on his own to protect the people after we've felled the group, and he looks me in the eyes knowing I've got his back and he's got mine, that washes away any of the cuts and scars and bruises and pains we've dealt through. Like, knowing that together we can, you know, together we can conquer everything, no matter what the odds are. As long as we have each other's back, you know, we can make it through. So whether he's downed once, whether he's downed 10 times, I'm going to always try and bring him back up and, you know, conquer the multiverse with him.
All right. That's going to be an epic of the ages, the love story between King and Duran.
Right.
Can't wait.
Need bards to start telling a tale.
Right. I hope you all
We need our own Orpheus.
I hope you both survive.
I hope so too!
I would love to see the love story play out. Who knows?
Right?
and
you're just gonna see Chastafold or Caliburn and what's his fucking sword? Fuck, that's so terrible Fire that I don't Thorn? Know the name. Cut that out. That's gonna be so terrible. You're gonna see Firethorn and Caliburn crossed, like next to our bodies, laying each other, sort of like our hands touched, but our weapons are touched. Yeah, that's how our bodies have to lie and fall when we die.
I still am going for you guys make it to the end, and you had a kind of what's that Ryan Gosling movie? The Notebook kind of moment where you, spoiler alert, no, but where you guys kind of die old in each other's arms because A, you sucked his life away, and B, you're just a half elf.
Yeah. It sounds so terrible, but it's really, like, we joke about it in the worst way, but it's actually super sweet.
I know.
You know what I mean? They're just mean people.
And then not only that, you guys had, we had a combination. We've seen combinations before, but now, finally, combination, aka, for all you listeners out there, just maybe Patreon cons may not out, the combination between vagaries were supposed to be an element, but woe is me, I did not complete it yet before the players were able to figure it out, because I knew one day they would. But now we truly get to see a combination whose name you will see when it is used again, if it is used again between the players. But we won't mention it here, but the players know exactly what they were able to do with the combination between Monaco and King's Vagary. So thoughts on that?
Super cool. I was really excited for our combination to come off, and I'm glad that there's little nuances to it that I'm thankful as a player that you told us. Like, for instance, the person who initiates the dance determines what it is, or there's a variance on it. So I thought that was a really cool aspect to sort of mix and match, and we're just sort of testing the limits of a two people vagary, but who knows, with a three or four person combinations we could come up with. Like, so I'm excited to see, you know, what we can do, and in those, like, dire moments, call forth, you know, this great power together and see what happens. But I liked it. I thought that it was on brand for us and fun and interesting, and kudos to you for doing something so fun and interesting for us.
Yeah, I had this thing where the first time you do, it's kind of like a freebie, and then the rules will be presented to you as such. Like, when you first got your vagaries, you're just doing it like boop, 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 and then it's like, now you got soul bursts. Let's, now that the, you know, in the anime.
It makes sense. Yeah, like in the anime sense, like in the moment when you need it, it happens dramatically and extra.
Exactly.
But, like there's a meme, I don't know if you've people seen it, but another fairy tale anime references when, like, Lily or the cats, they're in battle mode. That's like when you're fighting the boss, but then when they're on your side, right? Or a selectable character, they're like the mini chibi form. Like, that's totally what happens with the vagary. So in the moment of need, it's very important, you know, spell or thing that happens, but when you actually have it, an understanding for it, it's like lessened, or, you know, you get the logic for it.
Exactly. So for all you listening out there, I had the idea already in place that if they were to combine their vagaries, what happens? But the players figured it out on their own. But with that being said, now that they figured it out, the information I gained them is that try to combine your vagaries, and me as a DM have already had the multitude of multiple combinations of what their vagaries could do ready. So I'm excited to hope that you hit your rolls and use it at the special time, because it's not only just we're going to use it and hope for the best. You got to, like when it's in the moment,
you have to earn it in the moment. It's not a gimme, but it's sort of like you have to work for it and earn it, and I feel like it's not just an earn it via battle, it's earn it via RP, and I think our group does a really good job at that, and that's why I think you're also so flexible with giving us these cool vagaries and the ability to mix and combine them, which is even more awesome. So I think it's a really cool mechanic, and I can't wait for how our group is going to combine, because I can just see how, like, there's crazy things can happen with between all of our characters.
Mm-hmm. The other instance that you guys, unlike knowingly that that was actually a criteria in my head, or like, I'm just gonna burn as many soul bursts that I need so I can do this. And like, if I have to overburst to combine my vagaries, I will. And then like, Monaco used 4 of her soul bursts, and I think the last time when you did your new vagary cleanse, you used multiple of your soul bursts because you were like, this is how badly I want it, so I'm just gonna just do it and hope for the best. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, if you don't risk enough, then you're not going to get it. But you guys instantly went in and risked it all, and you guys, that's why the reward there. I was like, love it, love it.
High risk, high
exactly.
reward.
Like sometimes it didn't work out. They're like the, sorry to go back to this, like the north roll, where yeah. And then sometimes like that battle in this one, it works out because the rolls were hit, the cost was given, and the RP was there. So using that is how I loved it, and I think that you, the listeners, would really enjoy hearing that. But like I'm saying, it's I have to give it to the players for using their imagination to act to the level that I know that they can, that I'm able to work past and like work with it and build something new. So you've exceeded my you've met and exceeded my expectations.
Good. That's really fulfilling to hear as a player. So thanks for that. And I think that you're a great DM for setting it up for us to, you know, what's the dumb saying? You set them up and we knock them down.
Exactly. All right. So some final words, Travis, what are your predictions on what's going to happen next? I know we talked a little bit about it. You'll defeat Dark Ren and then can do that. But what do you think the grand scheme as stuff starts to fall in place?
Yeah, closing thoughts. I think that the Ren battle is going to be very hard, and I think we're going to lose her. I think we're going to lose her. I don't think we're going to be able to save her for some reason. I don't know. Because I don't want to say that we're going to lose a player, because I felt like, I don't know. I feel like last session it was appropriate for Cal to die and he just didn't. Like, we lucked out there, but it feels like we're due for someone to die, and I think that it's definitely gonna be Ren, because I'm gonna heal Duran over her for sure. I mean, I'm gonna try and save her, but I feel that. So that's one guess or prediction. Like, I would put money on that. And then who knows? I feel like I want it to be that Duramo really can't get the shard and he's bluffing. But I just know that if fucking his agents like Deja Vu can get into the King's Sanctum, they can get to the shard. So I'm not sure what the best course of action is, but I don't know. We'll see. I think King definitely wants to save the city and clear the, you know, undead from here, go back to Fia. But we'll see if it makes sense for, like, the literal fate of the multiverse to sacrifice a plane. Then maybe he'll take it with, you know, Horatio and head towards the swamps and go towards the portal to the next layer down.
Mm-hmm.
Which feels like it's going closer to Duramo and counterintuitive anyway. So, I don't know. It feels like it's tough choices all around, but...
Indeed.
King's, you know, King's trying to... Like I've been saying since the very beginning, he knows that he has to be a leader of some place eventually. So, if he helps the people of Thelos now, if he helps the people of Fia now, when he needs to be a leader in the future... He will have the recognition and kingdom's support from and people from multiple planes support of his claim. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's a good move and something that he would do.
All right. I am ecstatic and really excited. But that's all the time we have. And I think... Thank you so much for joining me, Travis, for the Should Have Had a D8. Thank you, the fans, for listening. As always, you can catch us on Twitter at the Tale of D20s or at Descent into the Void. Or you can catch us on www.ataleofd20s.com. Thank you so much. From the first chapter to the last page, we sincerely love you and appreciate you. Take care, everybody. Bye now.